أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان. صدق الله العظيم. In the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us, we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the very great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted us, the ni'mat of expression, the ni'mat of speech. And our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about this in a hadith, that sometimes a person says something and that one single thing that he says becomes a means of a person's emancipation on the day of Qiyamah. We sometimes can forget the good that we have said, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never forgotten it. And on the other hand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we say one single thing and that can become a means of our failure, our doom on the day of Qiyamah. And again, we say things and we may forget about it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forget, and Allah Rabbul Izzat over and above that has it recorded. Some ulama have explained also that خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates it to the first part, that Allah Rabbul Izzat taught us the Qur'an Kareem, and Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us this expression of speech, and a very primary aspect of it is that we should not only propagate the Qur'an Kareem, the message of the Qur'an Kareem, the message of the entire deen. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability to teach others this beautiful Qur'an of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have said in this bayan, it is in actual fact the bayan of Allah Rabbul Izzat, it is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed so eloquently. So in learning the Qur'an, in teaching the Qur'an, all that will be in the ambit of that ayah. Now in these ayat, from here a few ayats going down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about other ni'mas that Allah Rabbul Izzat has granted generally, not only to insan, not only to mankind, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted it to the other creatures and the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautifully put, some of the ulama have explained, if we read from here to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two kinds of ni'mats. One kind of ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted one and all, for which there is absolutely no effort required. That ni'mat is there, like the ni'mat of the sun. Everyone and every creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefits from it, and nobody has to do anything. A person can be the biggest kafir, a person can be an imposter, whatever a person may be, an atheist, but yet he will benefit from these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second form of ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about is one for which one has to endeavor, one has to strive, one has to break one's own nafs, one's own desires, and fulfill the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the ni'mat of everlasting Jannah. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah speaks about these two types of ni'mats. The one that Allah Rabbul Izzat gives to everyone. Nobody has to work for it, nobody has to strive for it. It is acquired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat and Allah's fadl and grace. And the other, there is a great amount of striving, there is a great amount of effort that one has to put, and then thereafter also, it is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the sun and the moon, and Allah says, الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُزْبَانِ. The word husban in Arabic will come from the word hisab. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an accountability. But here the accountability is in a different way. Here the accountability is by its fixed cause, that the sun and the moon, they are by the fixed cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in the orbit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chalked out for them. That orbit that Allah Rabbul Izzat chalked out for them, from which they can never stray. The sun can never move away from its orbit. The moon can never move away from its orbit. Also, in this word husban, there is another very, very important aspect, that the fixed time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the sun and the moon, and this will all continue till that time. And that time is the time of the day of Qiyamah, or the end of this world. Then everything will come to an end, and such will be the condition of the moon, such will be the condition of the sun, and every other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that in the sun and in the moon, that there may be a very great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in it also there is a large and a huge amount of pondering that we have to do. Hazrat Qatada rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if you look at the sun, the great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the light of the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at such a great distance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the sun and the light of the sun so intense, the heat of the sun so intense. But he used to say that there are 70 pardas, there are 70 coverings around the sun. Man cannot see it, man cannot witness it. This is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept it such. Now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to unveil just one of these 70 coverings around the sun, then all the eyes of all the humankind, all insan, all jinnat, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu was salam till the last person that is going to be born, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes all the pairs of eyes of all the all insan and all jinnat and put the power of all the eyes together, all that eyes will never be able to look at that sun if Allah Rabbul Izzah just unveils one parda. Then he goes on and he explains that that is 1/70th of the sun, of the light of the sun. And that 1/70th of the light of the sun is only 1/70th of the nur, of the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we will term as the chair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that kursi, its light is only 1/70th of the light of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its nur is only 1/70th of just one parda, just one veil over the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he goes on and he asks one question, that if Allah Rabbul Izzat gives a person the ability to see the nur and the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, what kind of eyes would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a person? And that is the greatest ni'mat, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the gist of the hadith is, when the people of Jannah enter Jannah and they begin to engross themselves in the ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Rabbul Izzat will ask, are you satisfied? Are you pleased? They will reply that, Ya Allah, when you have given us so much, you saved us from the fire of Jahannam, and Ya Allah, you've granted us Jannat and all these ni'mat, why should we not be satisfied? Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will unveil that nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people of Jannah will look at that nur of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then the announcement and proclamation will come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now I am pleased with you, and I will never be displeased with you. So this is that sun that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, and that is why that group of ulama are also of the opinion that we should not just look at the sun as something by which we get solar energy, or we get heat, or we get light. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps a very far greater secret within it, and one is that we should reflect on that day in Jannah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala unveils himself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur and tajalli becomes exposed for the people of Jannah. And together with that, we should also understand and realize that all this is bihusban. It is at its fixed time, its fixed cause, and its fixed time, and everything will come to an end. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of that very great ni'mah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.